Ephesians 4 and 32. Hallelujah. The devil's a lie, isn't he? Amen. The scripture says, and I told Brother Neil, he read the scripture in Sunday school. I told Sister Lisa, I said, he just read my scripture text. But it's a familiar scripture. It says, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Amen. God is so good. God is so good to forgive us of our sins. Forgive us of our shortcomings and allow us to receive the simple, just the comfort and the peace that we feel right now. Hallelujah. Amen. To give us, amen, everything that we need to make this walk with Christ. Amen. He equips us. I want to preach to you today on the subject, undone in His glory. Undone in His glory. Lord, I love You. Thank You, Lord, for what we feel in this house today. You are truly in this place. I thank You for who You are, what You're doing. And I know that You're going to speak to us through the rest of this service, through this word. Anoint me, anoint these folks. Lord, let Your word dig deep, deep, deep down into our soul, into our heart, God. Let it penetrate deep down in those secret places, God. Let it touch us. In Jesus' name I pray. And everybody say, in Jesus' name, amen. Lord bless you. You may be seated. Would you clap your hands to the Lord and love Him one more time? Praise God, praise God. Thank the Lord for what we feel in this house. Amen. Undone in His glory. Praise God. Sister Barbara, you had to come to a place in this service where you felt undone in His glory to receive what you feel right now. Before you can have a place of peace, before you can have a piece of joy in your life, you've got to get in the presence of God and become undone. You got to get to a place where you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you lost without Him. You got to get to a place where you know you sunk without Him. A place where you know that you're going to sink in quicksand without Him. Amen. Lord, I'm undone and I know I'm undone and I'm leaning on You to fix me, to touch me, to move on my behalf. Lord, that I could have the joy of the Lord in my spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's what is taking place. Amen. Two friends were walking along the beach and they started arguing and one friend punched the other in the face. That's ugly, wasn't it? And the friend that got punched didn't say anything. He just quietly wrote in the sand, "Today, my best friend punched me in the face." As they walked further down the beach, they got hot and decided to take a swim. And the one that got punched earlier, he got caught in the tide and was drowning. And the other friend reached down and saved him and brought him back to shore. The boy that almost drowned went to a stone and wrote on that stone, "Today, my best friend saved me." The friend that earlier who had punched him asked him, "When I punched you, you wrote in the sand, and now you wrote on the stone. Why?" The other friend replied, "When someone hurts us, we should write it down in the sand, where the winds of forgiveness can erase it away. But when someone does something good for us, we ought to engrave it in stone, where the wind cannot erase it." There's enough bad that goes on. Amen. that would shake somebody to the very core of their being. Amen. There's enough bad that goes on in this world that I could sit here and preach about it all day long until I'm blue in the face. Amen. I could talk about the abortion laws that just passed in New York City, but I'm not going to. I'm not going to preach on that today. Amen. I'm going to preach on the goodness of God. I'm going to preach on a world that if they ever come to a place where they get into the presence of the Almighty God, they will understand that they are undone. And whenever they get to a place where they know beyond a shadow of a doubt that they're undone and they're in the brink of a place of destruction, it's then and only then that a place of rescue will settle upon their spirit. Hey, come on. Praise God. He's done so much for me. He's done so much for my family. Amen. I don't want to leave room for the negative things that has taken place within myself, nor the negative stuff that's taken place on my brothers and sisters, nor the negative that's going on in the world that we live in today. Because at the end of the road, whenever those eastern skies part, amen, and that great trumpet sounds, hallelujah, the dead in Christ shall rise first, and those that remain shall be called up to be with Him. Hallelujah, there's too much. I say there's too much, hallelujah, to be focused on the things that are not right. But, Brother Sellers, but we have to get to a place where we're undone in order to feel the victory. So there's no fault in that either. Do you understand? Because if you never get to a place where you, amen, where you're undone, you're never going to get the full victory. If you never get to the place where you know that you can't do it, you'll never be able to be with the one that can do it. Amen. If you don't get to a place where you know that without Him, I'm absolutely nothing, then He'll never be able to be at that place where He's all you or all something for you. Praise God. Amen. All the bad that a person can do to me won't get me no closer to heaven than what they are. Amen. Because I ain't no better than they are. I'm no good either. The Bible says that our righteousness is as filthy rags. We better forgive like Christ forgave us so that we can have unity in the body of Christ. Brother Neil taught about unity again today. Amen. We've got to have unity in not only the church, but we got to have unity in our home. Amen. We got to have unity on our job site. We got to have unity in the school. We got to have unity in this world. Praise God. We got to have... Oh, Lord, have mercy. There's got to be unity in God's people. We got to understand that we're no better than anyone else. We have to realize that we are not right. We're not perfect. When a person realizes this, then God can do something with them. Somebody shout glory. Amen. Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 1. One of my greatest. I really like this scripture saying. I preach on it every once in a while. Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 1. Brother, read that.
In the year that King Uzziah did die, I saw also the Lord sitting upon the throne, high and lifted up, and the train filled his temple.
Praise God. Make note today in this service that God will always be high and lifted up, and he will always see what you're really about. Amen. He will always set high. He will always be lifted up. Amen. He is the all-seeing eye. Amen. You can't hide from him. Amen. Amen. He will always know what you are. Amen. Read verse 2.
Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings.
Now these seraphims were angels. So these angels stood. Now listen to what the Word of God has to say about this. Isaiah was seeing a vision. This was a place of understanding for him. The king Uzziah died, and they were mourning. They were at a place where, I mean, it was just like the breath had gotten knocked out of. You ever been to that place? Amen. You ever been to a place where, amen, you had something happen that knocked the breath out of you? Something you couldn't quite understand. You couldn't get your hand around it to save your life. Amen. And Isaiah, he's mourning over this king. And he's getting caught up in the spirit. Amen. Verse 2.
And with twain they covered their face. And
with twain they covered their face.
And with twain they covered their feet. And with twain they did fly.
Oh, hallelujah. I want you to picture this with me in your mind. Amen. That his glory was so bright, amen, if you will, hallelujah, that the angels covered their eyes as they flew. Hallelujah. I'm talking about a God that's so great and so mighty, amen, that whenever his presence, amen, filled this place, and as the cherubims, as the angels begin to fly, amen, they cover their eyes, amen, because amen. The presence of God was so strong. Amen. Read on, brother.
And one cried to another saying, holy.
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 Holy is the Lord of hosts, and the whole earth is full of his glory. Hallelujah.
We need to get into this atmosphere. Amen. We need to get into his presence. Whenever we come into a service like this of all times, amen, amen, we need to get into the presence of God, amen, where it's so thick, amen, hallelujah. Sister Barbie came down with tears rolling down her face because she knew there were some things in her life that was undone, amen. She understood there were some things in her life that she was out of control, hallelujah. But when she got into the presence of the Almighty God, amen, there's something, amen, that takes place in the spirit realm. Yeah. Hallelujah. There's a special place when you get way down here in the presence of God. If you ever want to feel a place where you're just not quite right, you need to get to that place where you're just in the presence of God and all you can do is go, holy, holy, holy is our God Almighty. I'm not gonna wait until I'm on the mountaintop. I'm not gonna wait until, amen, the sickness is gone from my body. I'm not gonna wait until my finances are right. I'm not gonna wait until pastor lets me do this or do that, but I'm gonna get into the presence of the Almighty God and I'm gonna cry, holy, holy, holy. hey, and we get into the presence of God like that, amen, things inside of you will begin to be placed in check. I mean, Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you. Oh, I feel your presence, God. I know that you're here, and I'm going to worship you in spite of everything. Lord, my face is clean in the dirt. My lips are smashed in the dirt, amen. My head is in the dirt, amen. I can't do nothing but bend down right now, but I'm going to worship you while I'm in this place, because I know if I'm down, it gives you the opportunity to pick me up and set my feet on a solid foundation. It'll give you the opportunity, amen, to work on me and stir me from within. The joy of the Lord is my strength, not the joy in my life. Not the joy in the way everything's going, but my joy in the Lord is my strength. So in the natural, in my humanity, I might be down, amen, but in the spirit realm, amen, I'm lifted up, because the joy of the Lord is my strength, amen, to everybody, to man, amen, to this world, I look like I'm down. But in reality, amen, I got strength. As my muscles look like they're fading away, in reality, amen, because the joy of the Lord is my strength, amen, I'm mighty through Christ, which strengthens me, and therefore I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Greater is he that's within me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. I'm here to preach to you today, amen, that God is more than able, but you got to get to a place where you're undone. Gotta get to a place where you're undone. And we get into the presence of God and all His glory. Hallelujah. All vain glory. All ambition. Hello. Hello. All ignorance. There's nothing wrong with being ignorant. That can be fixed. But your ignorance cannot get in the way of you and God. Cannot get in the way of you and His Word. Amen. When you get in His glory, amen, all vain glory has to take off. All ambition has to take off. All ignorance has to go. All pride has to go. Amen. Amen. It would be done away. In the presence of God. In the presence of God is where your viewpoint will change. I can encourage you with words. I can encourage you with scriptures. I can put you in with good, solid folks like Brother Neil that can give good Bible studies. But only in the presence of God will you receive what I'm preaching to you today. Only at a place of being undone in His glory will you receive peace that passes all understanding. Praise God. Hallelujah. Read on, brother.
And the post of the door moved.
Hold on. When you get in the presence of God, it's hard to make you do right. When you get into the presence of God and get underneath the glory spout, hallelujah, when you get underneath the spout where the glory comes out, amen, and you are truly saturated in the presence of God, it ought to make you do right. Amen. Hallelujah. It ought to make you be at a place, amen, where you realize how undone you are. That you'll turn around and go the right direction. I had that smart box going the other day when I was headed to Sabinal, Texas, or Sabinal. And it told me to go one way and I went that way. And it messed me up because there was road construction there. And that woman says, make a U-turn. And I'm going, be quiet! And I hit that end button. But if we know that we're headed in the wrong direction by the presence and power of the Almighty God, and by the presence and the power of His Word that says it, amen. I believe it, and it's so. Hallelujah. There needs to be a U-turn. Hallelujah. That says I'm going the wrong way, but I'm going to make a U-E, and I'm going to head back in the right direction. Because when I come into the presence of God, it's going to make me change. It's going to make me line up to His Word. It's going to make me do what... It's going to show me how undone I am. I can look at you and I can talk to you and I can tell you the things that you're doing wrong, and I'll get more progress by you coming to an altar and not have to tell you, but let the Holy Ghost tell you. Let the Word tell you. Let the presence of God rest upon you, and you go something like this. You know, I didn't really understand it, but I just felt like I needed to stop doing that. Praise God. Amen, 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 amen. Verse 4.
And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke.
Now listen to what Isaiah said. Verse 5.
Then said I, woe to me.
Now this is where he got really undone. If you're going to change anything in your life for the good, it's going to be whenever you're in the presence of Almighty God. Now all of this took place. The angels began to fly. Can you imagine these angels flying? And the glory of God was so strong that they covered their eyes, they covered their feet, and cried, holy, holy, holy. There were some crazy things going on. And the scripture said that when all this took place, he cried, woe as me. Wow. Now you have to understand this. He wasn't saying, woe is me like some of us. Woe is me, I'm done. Woe is me, I ain't gonna make it. Woe is me, everybody's going to heaven but me. But he said, woe is me. Read on, brother.
Because I am a man of unclean lips.
Amen. He said, I am undone. He said, I am a man with unclean lips. Go ahead.
And I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips.
I dwell in the midst of people with unclean lips. He said that I am undone. How many realizes you undone? Yes. How many realize that you dwell on land with people that have unclean lips? Amen. They don't care. A lot of them, some of them do, but a lot of them don't care whether you go to church or not. They're going to curse. They're going to say what they want to say around you. We live in a world, Brother Sellers, is so corrupt. Amen. They're so evil in nature. Amen. They don't bow to the God of this, amen, of this heaven and this earth, but they only bow to the God of this earth. Hallelujah. Go ahead, brother.
For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
Everything about me is unclean. And everybody around me is unclean. Saints of God, we need to get into the presence of the Almighty God like we have today. So much so that we can't help but shout out to God, I am not right. I'm not right. I'm not where I need to be. My mind, my soul, my strength needs help. I don't care how spiritual minded you are. When you get into the presence of an Almighty God, amen, there needs to be a humbleness and a meekness about you that bows to your knees like Isaiah did and says, I am undone. I am undone. My mind is not right. My soul is not right. My strength is not where it needs to be. I am in perfect need of help. I am in a place where I've got to have God, because only God be my helper. Will I make it? Verse 6.
And then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand.
He flew and got a live coal in his hand, Brother Sellers. A live coal. Anybody knows what a live coal is?
Amen.
Anybody ever got a live coal? It'll burn you. Hallelujah. And this angel got a live coal. Where'd he get it from, Brother Sellers? Read on.
In his hand, which he had taken from the tongs off of the altar.
He got it off the altar. He got this live coal off the altar. What'd he do with it, Brother Sellers?
And he laid it upon my lips and said, lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged.
He laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this hath touched my lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sins purged. The angel took the live coal off the altar and touched his lips. Amen. The scripture says, if you will, amen, it says he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Praise God. Hey, I'm trying to preach to you something today that'll lift up your spirits and get you to understand when you come in the presence of God, amen, and you understand that you're undone. There's something that'll come off the altar. It's a live coal, and it'll place on your lips, and you'll receive the gift of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. It's the fire. Amen. The prophet Joel said it's like fire shut up in my bones. It'll make you walk right. It'll make you talk right. It'll make you live right. It'll make you get to a place where you feel like I'm undone, God. I got to, praise God, praise God. I'm trying to tell you, in Acts chapter 2, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, They were all with one accord, Brother Neil. You talk about unity. You talk about one mind and one accord. Praise God. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. Praise God. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire. Hey, Brother Nip talked about this morning about how they all had different problems. They all had different circumstances. Praise God. So you thought we done got together and shared notes. Amen. He talked about how that everybody, well, were human beings that gathered up in that room. They had flesh and blood. There was all kinds of problems like you and I have today. Just as we came in here today. There's some of you that are battling nicotine. There's some of you battling alcohol. Hello, somebody. There's some of you that's battling the lust of the flesh. There's some of you that's battling depression. There's some of you that are battling sickness. But I want you to know we serve the same God. And we came in here with the same purpose. And that is to come to a place where we realize that we're undone. And when that takes place, I just got a feeling there's going to be something come off of the altar. And it's going to be a live coal. And he's going to touch it to our lips. And we're going to begin to speak in tongues of fire. You talk about being purged. You talk about getting right. You talk about getting freed from the sins of your life. And it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. When you get into the presence of God and a live coal comes off the altar and touches your lips, your iniquity is taken away and the sin is purged. Well, somebody ought to be shouting. Somebody ought to be rejoicing. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I long for an encounter of the Holy Ghost and fire. Amen. I long for the times when I can have a relationship with God. Amen. Where he touches me from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. Praise God. And he searches the inside. He opens it up. And he shows me my weaknesses to a place where I feel undone. And look what happens when that happens. Read on, brother.
And also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send and who will go for us?"
Who will I send? And who will go for us? Amen. If you want something from God, you're going to have to feel undone. In the moving business, which is what I done from the time I was 12 years old until 9 years ago, I tell my guys that there isn't but one knot in this business. And I had to fight some of them because they were hard-headed. But I would tell them that there's not but one knot that we use in this business. And the reason why I would tell them this is because other knots I found they just didn't work. Well, I know how to tie a knot. And we'd get to the place where we were going and the load would be laying over on the ground. Things to be broken because the knot didn't hold. See, I knew this knot would work. I can't tell you what the name of it is, but it's a good knot and it works, and I'm guaranteeing you, I'm telling you right now, it will not come undone. Saints of God, if you don't let God know you're undone, your world is going to come falling down. You can't do it. You can't fix it. But if you'll let yourself get in the presence of God and let a live coal come off that altar and touch your lips. Amen. Praise God. You'll receive joy unspeakable and full of glory. You can stand. Job chapter 14 and verse 4. The scripture says, who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. Not one. See, you can't fix it. Only God can fix it. You can't make something clean that's unclean. I don't care how good you get, you can't do it. I don't care what kind of solutions you got, it ain't going to work. Some of you ladies and some of you men too, you do that laundry, you got special things. You spray on them special stains that you know will take it out. But I'm telling you today, we're not talking about dirty laundry like that. I'm talking about souls that need salvation. I'm talking about folks that need to keep a life of purity and holiness unto God. I'm talking about lives today that need to get in the presence of God. And when they do, they realize, like Isaiah did, I'm undone. Amen. And when you come to that place, you're going to say, Lord, what can I do? Amen. You're going to be beating my door down asking me, Pastor, what can I do? Do you have anybody that can clean toilets? Can I do that? Do you have anybody that can mow the yard, Pastor? Can I do that? Is there anything can I shine your shoes? Hello, well, you're getting kind of, I'm trying to tell you, when you become undone, your pride leaves. It's about time that we have a good old foot washing around this place. Hello, some of you don't know what that is, but it'll bring you to a place of humbleness. Amen. Because only God can fix things. Ecclesiastes 7 and 20, the scripture says, for there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come what? Short of the glory of God. That we can't fix it, and we sure can't fix it for someone else. It can only be fixed by Him. By the power, here it is, by the power of the Holy Ghost. You see, if you don't get that, you ain't getting nothing. You shall receive what? Power after that the Holy Ghost comes upon you. Anybody need power? Amen. Anybody need something? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. When you come, amen. Amen. I want you to come with a humble attitude. When you come to these altars, I want you to come, amen, with a place of humbleness and a place of humility before God. Amen. I want you to come to a place where you're going, God, I am undone and I need purged by You. I need You to take a live coal off the altar and place it upon my lips, God. Amen, God. I'm a mess without You. Amen. And You are the great I am, and I've got to have You. Amen. Amen. Help us, God. Help us, God. Come on, begin to pray. Begin to worship. Lord, I need You. Touch me today, God.